This summer, a group of college professors from Saudi Arabia is taking courses at a Virginia university with one big difference. In accordance with Saudi customs, men and women are being taught in separate classrooms. Critics on campus say the segregated program violates school policy and sends the wrong message. But the Saudi female educators say they like the setup. Reporter Eric Kneeler has the story.
Summertime is pretty slow at Virginia Tech, except for a marching band marking out their routines and a few unlucky students forced to walk across campus in the midday heat. But inside one air-conditioned building, about a dozen women wrapped in headscarves cluster around computer terminals. The instructor checks in with her students.
Whose chart is this?
Our chart. Isn't this nice? She did it.
Oh my gosh.
She did it.
That's great. Is this for your unit?
This all-female class is learning new teaching methods they hope to take back home to King Abdul Aziz University in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Hanan Ashi is assistant professor of communications. She says she likes it better without the men around.
We were giggling in the class, you know, like we were having lots of fun. If it was, you know, like a joint class, it would have been a little bit difficult for us to express our feelings.
Call it Saudi girl power. Same-sex classes are standard procedure in Saudi Arabia, where men and women attend separate campuses, and male professors are only allowed to teach female students on closed-circuit television. The only exception is medical school. Community health professor Neda Jambi says these educational practices are based on religious beliefs. They also conform to Saudi society. Jambi says it doesn't mean Saudi women are repressed.
It's a way of working with women so they can progress within their comfortable culture, but it's by no means a solid box that they're enclosed in, or is by no means an imprisonment of some form.
The Saudi university asked Virginia Tech, which is a public university, to segregate the classes when it arranged the contract. But not everyone on campus thinks same-sex classes are a good idea. Virginia Tech marketing professor Eloise Coupe doesn't consider herself a feminist, but it bothered her when she saw signs announcing the segregated classes.
Having these signs up and having these separate classrooms, one for the men faculty and one for the women faculty, I felt had the potential for creating the unfortunate and unpleasant impression that Virginia Tech was endorsing a segregation by sex policy.
University officials told Coupe they had no plans to integrate the classes, so Coupe filed a complaint with the university's Equal Opportunity Office. She says the university has gone too far to accommodate the Saudis and is promoting a culture that has a long history of discriminating against women.
I don't think this is a custom. I think what's at issue here is that this is apparently a violation of Title IX under the Civil Rights Act.
Title IX prohibits discrimination in education programs and activities receiving federal funds. Based on a handful of interviews around campus, most students here agree with Coupe's point of view. Lee Bryant is a 28-year-old engineering graduate student dressed in shorts and a sleeveless shirt. She says if she traveled to Saudi Arabia,
I would be totally fine and doing whatever needed to be done to mesh in and respect their beliefs, but on the same hand, I think that we've progressed far beyond that here, and it's sort of taking a step back.
University spokesman Larry Hinkle says that exchange program organizers only wanted to make the Saudi professors feel comfortable. He said the fact the Saudi government paid Virginia Tech $262,000 did not influence how the classes were set up.
To be honest with you, if we had our choice again, no, we probably wouldn't do it like that.
Virginia Tech's employment office is looking into the complaint, but the Saudi professors will be headed home this week, long before the investigation is complete. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.
¶¶